You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
In Tareo, the language of the Maori people of New Zealand, there's a saying: when something good happens, it's inga katoa he pai te atoa. It translates as all the time, God is good. The readings for this Sunday certainly speak of the goodness of God. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah speaks powerfully and uses words that are wonderful to a frightened people. He says, "Be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you." Comforting words for sure for those of us who believe in God, a God who sees our pain and our sufferings and promises us a newness of life. Those first four words were so succinct, and they are still powerful in this day and age, in our mixed up worlds. Be strong, fear not. God said it thousands of years ago, and this message is as applicable today as it was then. Inga wa katoa, he pai te atoa. All the time, God is good. The second reading from the letter of St. James also speaks of God's goodness by reminding us that God shows no partiality. You and I may judge others by some self-established externals, or by how we may benefit from them, but our God judges by a different standard. Thank God. As St. James reminds us, it's not the externals that are important. Good looks, lots of bling, where we sit at a function, or even our home address, but by what we do and say to and for others. The poor are not just those who are financially distressed, but spiritual poverty, in that they know not God, but the world. They are poor as well. The lonely are all over the place. There's probably a few here right now who would love to talk to someone as a friend. St. James reminds us that God chose the poor and the abandoned to be his in a very unique way, and will not abandon anyone ever. And God asks us to do the same. Inga wa katoa, he pai te atoa. All the time, God is good. In the gospel, we see God's goodness in action as a man who is deaf and has a speech impediment is brought to Jesus for healing. Mark includes some fascinating items in this telling of this event. He notes that Jesus took the man away from the crowd so as to be with him in a private sitting, out of the limelight, in order to apply his healing. In this very intimate and caring moment, Mark notes some curious actions of Jesus. He uses touch, spit, a groan, a prayer, and a command, ephphatha, and that is to be open. Even though this man was instructed not to tell anyone, this cured man ran out and proclaimed the good news, saying how good God is. Inga wa katawa he pai te atua. All the time, God is good. Jesus' powerful and life-giving words to the deaf man with the speech impediment restored him to community. From loneliness and isolation, he's been restored in the life of that community. This is similar to what happened to us. We were silenced, made deaf and mute by a virus and overreaching governmental edicts that isolated us from one another and even from our God. It's just over a year ago that those of us who could took to heart the words of Isaiah, "Be strong, fear not," and have come from loneliness and isolation to celebrate together the Holy Mass, the Eucharist. Inga wa katawa he pai te atawa. All the time, God is good. There are, however, remnants of isolation that lurk around us, and yes, even our parish. Jesus used one word, ephphatha, that in English is two words, be open. These two words remain a challenge to us. The unnamed man in the gospel represents all of us, as we are often deaf to the voice of God and are mute in that we cannot speak plainly the truths of his message or listen to his calling because the world may frown on such things. Jesus' statement to be open is a prompting to ask ourselves into what ways do we need, in fact, to be opened by God through Jesus? What boundaries do we need to cross to go forth and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to a world that is rapidly deteriorating into hell? What boundaries are preventing us from engaging in vital work for his people, the poor, the lonely, maybe even those people sitting around you right now, and your parish? Jesus says, be open. Be open to the beauty, goodness, and truth of a loving and generous God in a society filled with divisive politics, irrational judgments, labels, and fear. Be open, he says, to learn from the Word of God, from him and from each other, and from people all around the world. be open to acknowledge that life is not easy. Solutions are not simplistic, and that we don't always get what we want. But that all time, God is so good that he gives us what we need. Be open to a calling from God, to participate in the body of Christ, to serve others in ways in which we can be challenged out of our comfort zone, and to serve our fellow parishioners by getting involved in your parish. And be open to the voice of God, calling you to people, places, new ideas, and activities that may seem strange or even foreign to you. Be open to ultimately receiving incredible love and grace from God. Inga wakatawa he pai te atua. All the time, God is good. I'll close with these words said to us at our baptism and at every baptism in the church. The priest says, "May the Lord Jesus, who made the deaf hear and the mute to speak, grant that you may soon receive his word with your ears and profess that faith with your lips, to the glory and praise of God the Father. Amen."
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.